Media app.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by O'Reilly Auto Parts.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. Another first for Kamala Harris today. CBS's Jared Hill is monitoring the campaign trail.
One day after her first joint event with President Biden since becoming the Democratic presidential nominee, Vice President Kamala Harris is set to lay out her first major policy proposal in battleground North Carolina. The economic plan, including the first ever federal ban on price gouging, tax incentives for renters, and new housing construction, as well as down payment support of up to $25,000 for first-time homebuyers.
Former President Donald Trump targeted Harris during a news conference with reporters at his golf club in New Jersey.
I think I'm entitled to personal attacks. I don't have a lot of respect for her. I don't have a lot of respect for her intelligence. And I think she'll be a terrible president. And I think it's very important that we win.
The New York Times reports the Secret Service has temporarily shifted part of President Biden's protective team to bolster Mr. Trump's security after last month's assassination attempt. A powered-up Category 2 Hurricane Ernesto is barreling toward Bermuda, where they're bracing for powerful winds and torrential rain today. CBS's Dave Malkoff is in Hamilton.
The people who run insurance here in Bermuda are going out and doing last-minute assessments of homes that may have had upgrades in the past few years. If those aren't in your policy, then those will not be covered when Hurricane Ernesto comes through.
The airport there will close this evening before the worst of Ernesto hammers the island. Gaza ceasefire talks entering day two in Doha. Reporter Linda Gradstein from Jerusalem.
Israeli press reports said the first day of talks mediated by the U.S., Egypt, and Qatar made progress, and talks will continue for a second day. There are still differences over whether Israeli soldiers will stay on the border between Gaza and Egypt to prevent smuggling.
Last night, Israeli settlers raided a Palestinian village in the West Bank, setting fire to cars and homes. One person was killed. An escaped killer is back in custody in North Carolina. Orange County Sheriff's officers caught up with Ramon Alston at a hotel in Kannapolis 3 days after he bolted during a prison transport to a hospital. New College of Florida in Sarasota has sent hundreds of books from its diversity library to the dump. A lot of them dealt with LGBTQ plus topics and religious studies. Students like Natalia Benavides say they weren't notified.
I said, this is horrendous. Plenty of people could rehome those books and take care of them.
College spokesperson says they didn't need the books anymore since the school got rid of its gender studies program. This is CBS News.
Think O'Reilly Auto Parts for all your car care needs. Get the parts and service you need fast from the professional parts people at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Wattles. Racine's Halo organization has launched a search for a new executive director. Holly Anderle stepped down from the position earlier this month. The vice president of the board has stepped up to assume the role of interim executive director. The board says they're focusing on finding a local candidate who understands the Racine community and has both the passion for working with homeless individuals and the business acumen necessary for the role. Getting to a Summers shopping center is again a little easier, but maybe a little dangerous. The 35th Street entrance to the shopping area near Walmart is back open. When the DOT redesigned that area near Green Bay Road and Washington Road, the turn lane from the north was included. However, after several fatal crashes, the turn lane was closed down, and a study started to see how it could be made safer. A statement from the Summers Firefighters Union doesn't exactly endorse the move, and they're asking people to pay attention in that area. Only a select group can access a Racine event tomorrow. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding its monthly household hazardous waste collection event only for City of Racine residents. It runs from 8 to 1 at the 21st Street Collection Center. And thrill seekers can look forward to a new record-breaking attraction at Great America. The park in Gurnee has announced the Wrath of Rakshasa, a dive coaster scheduled to debut next year. The ride will feature a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle, claiming the title of the world's steepest dive coaster. It'll go up near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Wattles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The Brewers' Christian Yelich out for the year. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Christian Yelich undergoing season-ending back surgery today in Milwaukee.
It just got to the point where it wasn't getting better. Tried everything I could. Ran out of options, and it came time to make a decision. This was the best best option, you know, that we really have left.
The 32-year-old Yelich making the announcement last night on social media. Meanwhile, the Brewers able to put together an eighth-inning rally to beat the Dodgers 6-4 to split the four-game series 2 games apiece. Reese Hoskins on outfielder Garrett Mitchell.
Garrett had a really, really good at-bat to give us first and second, and then really put the pressure on with the tying run at second base. You feed off each other when you're doing that, and I think we are able to put it all together there in the eighth inning.
NFL, the Packers joint practice sessions underway today in Denver. A chance for quarterback Jordan Love to work with his long list of receivers against the Broncos defense.
We have a real deep, you know, receiver group, which, like I said before, is a good problem to have.
That's Jordan Love with Sports. I'm Mike Clemens.
WRJN Sports with Mike Clemens is sponsored hourly by Pottawatomie Hotel Casino. Learn more online at paysbig.com.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 82. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Temperature now 73.
I remember last Thanksgiving, I go over my mom and dad's for traditional Thanksgiving dinner, and my mom orders Boston Market. You believe that? Boston Market. But she served it in her own china. Right, so the guests wouldn't know. But my brothers and sisters and I would drop subtle hints. We'd be like, so, Ma, do we get two sides with the turkey? Is it two or is it just the cornbread? What's the policy? She was like, just take what you want and pass it. I was like, you know, can I see your manager? Because I really don't like your attitude at all. And I've been eating here a long time, right?
Yeah. talking about the top Beatles songs of all time. It was the top 10. And I said, how can you pick the top 10 Beatles songs of all time? It's like picking your favorite child in your family. You can't do it. And I'm listening, Ticket to Ride. That should be on the list. Every time I hear a Beatles song, yeah, that should be on there. Yeah, why, that should be in the top 10. You can only have 10 Beatles songs to the top 10. Their number one was A Hard Day's Night, which is good. It's not my favorite Beatles song, but the list was pretty good. you can't pick this one. We play them all, but it's hard to pick one. Hey, here's a story you didn't hear in the news. This is real hero news. Just happened the other day. An armed robber in Minnesota was beaten back by a woman with a baseball bat. Actually, it wasn't a woman. It was a little girl, 8 years old. Her dad was working at the store. This guy, this big, mean robber, was beaten back by a little 8-year-old girl. Isn't that a great hero story? I love it. I'm Don Rosen, 610, local news, timeless hits right here.
737, come on, out of the sky. Oh, won't you take me down to Memphis on a midnight?
WRJN local news, timeless hits. Mostly sunny today. Maybe a chance of showers and thunderstorms at a high near 85. Tonight, showers and thunderstorms, likely low 67. Tomorrow, Saturday, partly sunny. A chance of more showers and thunderstorms, high 79. Mostly sunny on Sunday, a nice day with a high near 78. Right now, cloudy and foggy in areas. I know yesterday, Cindy Huber was telling me coming in, it was really dense fog out there. It wasn't in front of our building. See, I look out of our building and I say, huh, there's the forecast. When you really can't do that. So she was coming in from where she lives and said it was dense fog. So some fog in the area, clouds, 72 degrees right now, right here at Radio Park.
Ba 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 ba. Looking for romance, saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann. Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann. You got me rocking and a rolling, rocking and a reeling, Barbara Ann, Barbara
Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann,
Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann, Barbara Ann.
Yeah.
Barbaran. Ba 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 Barbaran.
The other group that did that, I think, was it the Regents did that song? I think they did it before the Beach Boys. I gotta look that up. I don't think the Beach Boys did the original version of that. I gotta check that. Hey, good morning. It's 6:15. I'm Don Rosen, and thanks for joining us here at WRJN. Local news, timeless hits. You know, at this point, is there anything that hasn't been leaked online? I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if my third grade report card isn't floating around on the dark web somewhere. There supposedly has been another massive data breach. This time it involves everybody's social security number and physical address. It's unclear of how big a threat it is. Officials advising people to monitor their credit reports and manage their passwords effectively. Of course, it's not going to keep these third parties from coughing up your data. Every day there's a breach. Isn't anybody watching our important information?
Classic pizzas, golden fried chicken, hot sandwiches. Ferraro's in Racine satisfies every lunch and dinner craving. August brings the ultimate fusion with the cheeseburger pizza. Juicy beef, melted cheese, and red onions in a signature sauce. Topped with pickles and a special dressing. Also, check out Ferraro's assortment of frozen pizzas. Ideal for a quick meal, special occasion, or as a delicious solution for your group's next fundraiser. Slide on by for the best pizza pie at Ferraro's, Meacham Road, just north of Taylor Avenue.
Most of us can agree everyone deserves the right to make their own medical decisions. Politicians should have no say at all. Thankfully, we have leaders like Vice President Kamala Harris who are standing up for our rights to make our own medical decisions and protect abortion rights. As Vice President, Kamala Harris helped lead the administration's efforts to protect abortion rights after the Supreme Court overturned Roe v. Wade. President Harris has worked to defend access to emergency medical care and support the ability to travel for reproductive care. She's fought for access to high-quality, affordable contraception and strengthened reproductive health privacy. Vice President Harris has defended our rights and freedoms against right-wing extremists who want the government to make medical decisions for us. She's a champion for our rights. Visit www.abwt.org/Kamala and tell Vice President Harris, keep fighting for our freedom to make our own medical decisions. Paid for by A Better Wisconsin Together, Inc.
eBay Motors is here for the ride. 120,000 miles of night drives, daily commutes, and who knows how many.
Are we there yet?
Through countless fixes, elbow grease, and a new radiator, you kept your ride alive. With eBay Motors, you have over 122 million parts to keep it running. And with eBay Guaranteed Fit, they'll be the perfect fit every time. Plus, at these prices, well, we're burning rubber, not cash. Keep your ride or die alive at ebaymotors.com. Eligible items only. Exclusions apply.
She posted about us just now.
Celebrities can't get enough of Bianna's bespoke skincare line.
She has 147 million followers. How do we monetize?
She needs a social media associate to help her with the hype.
We should repost this. Do we need a hashtag?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. You can schedule and conduct virtual interviews all from your employer dashboard. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Von Hassel Jewelers. Get 50% savings today only. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel Jewelers is your certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get a $100 gift certificate to Von Hassel Jewelers for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
WRJN, proud to be a civic media station. And now that WRJN is more focused locally on Racine with local news and timeless hits, we invite you to find all of your favorite civic media shows and hosts on the Civic Media app or by tuning to 540 AM WAUK. Earl Ingram, Jane Matinair, Todd Alba, Maggie Dawn are all still there and easy to find by simply twisting the dial. And while you're here, we hope you'll keep your button set on 99.9 FM, 98.1 FM, and the historic 1400 AM as we refresh with local news and timeless hits. WRJN.
trying to see.
Stay Together, Al Green. I think that's from 1972, if not mistaken. It's so humid outside. I went to go look out the window in the office, and it was all fogged up with humidity. I mean, it's really humid out there this morning. I was coming in. I had to have my windshield wipers on the whole time. So be careful driving out there. Get all those windows clean. When I'm coming in this morning, I see people's windows. I don't know how they're looking out their back and side windows. They're all covered in like a fog. So clean your windows so you see me on the road. You don't, hit me or anything. Driving down North Main Street lately, huh? I do love it by the zoo. It's all closed down. And then when you get down by North Main Street, by around St. Patrick, all the way down to the Firestone Station, it's closed. You got to go all around the place. This is some season for those orange barrels. And they're all over the place. All right. Time for Chubby. Here's the twist at WRJN.
Come on, baby. Let's do that twist. Come on, baby. Let's do that twist. Take me by my little hand and go like this. Yeah, twist, baby, twist. Ooh, yeah, just like that. Come on, little miss. My daddy is sleeping and mama ain't around. Yeah, daddy's just sleeping and mama ain't around. We're gonna twist it, twist it, twist it till we tear the house down.
Children in Armenia are required to learn chess in school, the game of chess. It's the only country in the world where chess is mandatory in class. And we're wasting time with all this math and science here in America, huh?
You showed me how to do exactly what you do. How I fell in love with you. Oh, it's true. You showed me how to say exactly.
WRJN local news and Tamla's hits for the Turtles, and you showed me. This blows my mind, this story. Disney's lawyers, Walt Disney's lawyers, are apparently trying to claim you cannot sue them for anything if you have the streaming service Disney Plus. A guy's wife died from an allergic reaction after eating at a Disney World restaurant last year, so he's suing. But they claim he can't because he signed up for a Disney Plus trial membership back in 2019. The fine print says any disputes must be resolved in arbitration. The man's lawyers are calling it absurd. They say that even if those agreements were universally binding, they wouldn't extend to his wife since she didn't sign up for Disney Plus. He did. Could you believe that? If you sign up for this streaming service, you can never sue Disney. I'd never heard of anything like that before. Can't sue us. Hey, you're listening to our radio station. Can't sue us. 6:30 on the noggin at WRGN. Time to head off to the WRGN Radio Park Newsroom.
From the WRGN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Racine's Halo organization has launched a search for a new executive director. Holly Anderle stepped down from the position earlier this month. The vice president of the board has stepped up to assume the role of interim executive director. The board says they're focusing on finding a local candidate who understands the Racine community and has both the passion for working with homeless individuals and the business acumen necessary for the role. Getting to a Summers shopping center is again a little easier, but maybe a little dangerous. The 35th Street entrance to the shopping area near Walmart is back open. When the DOT redesigned that area near Green Bay Road and Washington Road, the turn lane from the north was included. However, after several fatal crashes, the turn lane was closed down, and a study started to see how it could be made safer. A statement from the Summers Firefighters Union doesn't exactly endorse the move, and they're asking people to pay attention in that area. Only a select group can access a Racine event tomorrow. The Racine Wastewater Utility is holding its monthly household hazardous waste collection event only for City of Racine residents. It runs from 8 to 1 at the 21st Street Collection Center. And thrill seekers can look forward to a new record-breaking attraction at Great America. The park in Gurnee has announced the Wrath of Rakshasa, a dive coaster scheduled to debut next year. The ride will feature a 171-foot drop at a 96-degree angle, claiming the title of the world's steepest dive coaster. It'll go up near the Demon. And that's what you need to know. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Another good day on Barrel and Block Cheese in Chicago on Thursday. That might be a signal of what's to come. I'm PM Yankee, starting you off before the opening bell on a finally Friday morning. Quick look at what's happening in agribusiness news. Yeah, yesterday and today, the cheese markets are in some critical territory as far as price is concerned. Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg, explains why we're at a critical junction.
And the significance of that is the last time we have seen this was beginning of May of this year. And on the fourth day, we completely crashed in price and kind of, you know, drifted about $1 lower on the average. So it's going to be a big day today and tomorrow. If we can hold this $2 average for the whole week, it's going to be the first time since pretty much the end of 2023 that we're going to have a full week in the $2 range in cheese. And technically speaking, that's going to be a little bit more of a bullish sentiment going forward.
Cody Koster, broker analyst with EverAg. Yesterday in Chicago, barrel cheese gained 8.5 cents to 225. 40-pound block cheese was up 7.25 at 210. Double A butter gained 2.5 cents yesterday at 314.5 per pound. We'll see if we can hold on to it today. The rest of the market's coming your way next.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Dan Sheps?
Harv Extra has been very consistent on our test results from first crop through fourth crop. The higher quality has allowed us to feed more alfalfa haylage in our diet, and cows are able to have a higher intake with a higher quality forage.
What does life on the cutting edge mean to alfalfa grower Riley Lepenka?
Making hay has changed so much now with Harv Extra alfalfa. You don't have to be tied down to a certain cutting window. That saves us a lot of headache, a lot of cost, wear and tear on machinery, you name it. I don't see any farm that it wouldn't work. Any kind of operation, if you have 10 cows, 10,000, it doesn't matter.
What does life on the cutting edge mean for alfalfa growers? Flexibility, yield, or quality? Harv Extra alfalfa with Roundup Ready technology gives you an extra edge every time you harvest. Hear grower stories at harvextra.com.
I'm afraid the grain trade's not doing as well as dairy this morning. December corn's down 3 at 394. November beans are down 7 at 961. September wheat's up a penny at 529. The September Class 3 milk that goes into cheese up 15 cents right now, 22.20 a hundredweight. Finished beef steers yesterday in the equity barns, 178 to 193. Holstein steers, 160 to 177. The cows, 114 to 130. Holstein bull calves were bringing $500 to $690. Heifers, $160 to $400, and those beef cross calves, $740 to $910 on the day. There's your quick market update on a Friday. I'm PM Yankee.
Partly cloudy today with a chance of isolated thunderstorms this afternoon into this evening. Our high today, 82. Tonight, 67. Tomorrow, partly cloudy. Scattered thunderstorms, 78 on Sunday. Partly cloudy with a high of 77. I'm meteorologist Sean Cable. Currently, it's 71.
I have three kids. I have a 15-year-old, a 12-year-old, and an 8-year-old. It's hard because it changes. I just showed him the other night the movie One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest. And I said, Mommy seems good, doesn't she? I think against that backdrop, I really shine.
Sam and Dave, Soul Man. Local news and timeless hits at WRJN 99.9 FM in Racine, 98.1 FM in Kenosha, and heard everywhere on the historic, legendary AM frequency of 1400. This guy in Massachusetts went out to buy his friend a birthday gift the other day. Get this. Picked up a lottery ticket along the way and won $4 million. I wonder if he only spent about 10 bucks on his friend's gift after winning $4 million. Yeah. Hey, I would. It's 639 WRJN. Todd Rundgren. Hello, it's me.
Hello.
Rundgren, hello, it's me. Local news, timeless hits for you, WRJN. Speaking about timeless, for decades, Paul Harvey was a daily highlight of WRJN. Now, we don't only bring you local news and timeless hits, but now we're adding the timeless wit and wisdom of Paul Harvey and the rest of the story. Many of Paul Harvey's masterful descriptions of people, places, and events over the years still ring true today. You can hear the rest of the story with Paul Harvey weekday mornings with me at 7:25. And again, right after the new news at 12:05 with Cindy Huber. Paul Harvey and the rest of the story back home again right here. We've got got sunshine on tap today. Right now, some clouds, 72 degrees, and very humid at Radio Park. Cherry, Cherry. Here's Neil Diamond.
Baby loves me, yes, yes, she does. All the girls out of sight, yeah. Says she loves me, yes, yes, she does. Gonna show her tonight, yeah. She got the way to move me, Jerry.
She got the way to move me. She got the way to move me,
yeah, Jerry, baby.
She got the way to move me.
All right. Well, no mama, girl, I can't stay long. We got things we gotta catch up on.
Neil Diamond, Cherry Cherry at WRJN 646. Local news, timeless hits. Need a new house? I got just the house for you. You ready for this? It's the original Poltergeist house, the one they used in the movie. $1.17 million. Not bad. It's located in Simi Valley, California. Its Zillow listing says, and I quote, it's ghost-free. This house is clean. I'm sure it is. And before you ask, remember that muddy pool scene at the end of the movie with the real skeletons in the pool and everything? That was filmed at a soundstage, not at the house. You don't have to worry about that. The real skeletons aren't there. You know, it was just used in a movie, but still. You go up to that kid's room. Remember that wall was opened up with that scary thing? It looked like the inner workings of a, I don't know what. I still, even though it was just a movie, I still wouldn't want to live there. We had a house in our neighborhood when I was growing up. It was the Becker house. It was right down the block from us on the same block. And when I was in kindergarten, I remember coming home on the bus. It was raining outside. And my mother was across the street in the garage with our neighbor talking about what happened. It seems the daughter came home from school and found her mother hanging in the basement of the Becker house. And there were ambulances and police and everything surrounding the house. When I was 6 years old, I remember that. And then people moved in there over the years, different families. But the B on the door for Becker never left. And everybody in the neighborhood, all the kids used to say, I wonder if she's still hanging in the basement. I just wouldn't want to live in that house. And it was odd. I wonder, I have to go back there someday and see if that B is still on the door of that house.
Are you ready to enjoy retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Craving the best sandwiches around? From August 15th to the 18th, treat your taste buds to a flavor-packed experience with Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament in Cliffside Park. Enjoy the crispy fried appetizers and signature subs, and with the new mobile concession system, you won't miss a moment of the tournament. See why Lee's Deli has been Racine's favorite sandwich shop. The best of Racine year after year. Visit the deliciousness of Lee's Deli at the Cobra Kai Softball Tournament, Thursday through Sunday at Cliffside Park.
Hospice Alliance's care team includes trained volunteers who share their time and talent to help carry out our mission of providing quality and compassionate care. Our volunteers offer support from companionship and respite time to running errands and office work and so much more. Serving patients and families in Racine, Kenosha, Southern Milwaukee, and Eastern Walworth counties. Learn more about assisting in Hospice Alliance's mission. Visit hospicealliance.org.
Our southern border is in chaos, with drugs and criminals flowing into our country. But sanctuary cities protect illegal immigrants who commit crimes from being deported. Like an illegal immigrant arrested for battery in Madison. He should have been deported. Instead, he was released back into the community and went on to assault several more women, including a 13-year-old girl. Senator Tammy Baldwin voted 9 times to support federal funding for sanctuary cities that refuse to cooperate with immigration officials and release these dangerous criminals back onto our streets. And Senator Baldwin voted for amnesty for 11 million illegals, including convicted criminals. Call Senator Baldwin, 608-264-5338. Urge her to support S-1068, the Stop Dangerous Sanctuary Cities Act. Stop protecting illegal immigrants and start protecting Wisconsin. Paid for by One Nation, www.onenationamerica.org.
Today's WRJN Big Deal of the Day is Von Hassel Jewelers. Get 50% savings today only. Serving southeastern Wisconsin for over 20 years, Von Hassel Jewelers is your certified full-service jewelry retailer, appraiser, and custom designer. Go to WRJN.com, click on the Big Deals tab, and get a $100 gift certificate to Von Hassel Jewelers for just $50 today only at WRJN Big Deals.
What they say when we're together, and watch how you play. They don't understand, and so we're running just as fast as we can, holding on to one another's hand, trying to get away into the night. And then you put your arms around me as we tumble to the ground, and then you say, I think we're alone now. It doesn't seem to be
recently, we heard about all the records being broken. Now, the new fastest man in the world, the new best swimmer in the world, the new record for holding gold medals. But how about these Guinness World Records? A high school basketball coach in Maine broke the Guinness World Record by sinking 1,134 three-pointers in 1 hour. Why isn't this guy in the NBA? Why is he wasting his time in high school. And a gamer from Saudi Arabia earned a Guinness World Record by hooking up 444 video game consoles to one TV. Those wires must have been a real fire hazard, huh?
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
Been 40 days since I don't know when. I just saw her with my best friend. Do you know what I mean?
You know what I mean? '71, the year for that song. 6:57. Looking for sunshine today. Chance of showers and thunderstorms. Highs 85. Right now it's cloudy and 72.
In a little cafe, just the other side.
So strong.
cafe was empty.
WRGN has provided local news and now timeless hits with Jay and the Americans. Come a little bit closer. Good morning. It's 6:59 at WRJN. Did you ever think when you got married, or if you're planning to get married, to charge your guests admission to the wedding? Don't laugh. A couple passed their wedding cost on to their guests. They sold tickets to attend, like a Beyonce concert. The tickets